And we should think to ourselves as we are there in spirit, especially during Mass, that as you look around yourself at the first Christmas, who is there? Our Blessed Mother, St. Joseph, the shepherds, and that was it. There was nobody else around at the first Christmas. And that is why we should go there, my dear friends in Christ, in spirit. Because Almighty God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, even on that very day, knew that you were going to be here today. So let us do our very best to go in spirit for that first Christmas and make up for all of those who were not there. Make up for all of those who our Lord wanted to be there. And as we go, we should bring gifts with us. As we approach our Lord in the manger, we should be coming with gifts. And what kind of gifts should we be bringing to our Lord, you might ask? First and foremost, we should bring the gift of gratitude. We should recognize that Almighty God, in his wisdom and love for us, he has come to us as a little child. That the second person of the Blessed Trinity took upon himself a human nature, and through the Holy Ghost, the Incarnation, the Word was made flesh. On this occasion, we celebrate the birth of our Lord. And I'd like to read you what it is taken from a meditation book. It's called, On the Road to Bethlehem. And it says that, "And behold the hour of the Savior's birth being come. Whilst the Holy Virgin was kneeling in prayer, she saw all at once the cave illuminated by a brilliant light. She cast her eyes upon the ground and beheld the Son of God already born, a tender infant, crying and trembling with cold, whereupon she first adores him as her God." So let us come to the manger, let us come to the stable with gratitude, thanking Almighty God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for coming to us. And why has our Lord come to us? Our Lord has come to us for our salvation. Our Lord has come to give us an example on how we are to live, how we are to love one another, how we are to serve. We have the 30 years of our Lord's sin in life. That is an example for each and every one of us and how we are to live with one another, how we are to save our souls. We see in our Lord's public life, he teaches us the doctrine that we need to know in order to love God with all of our hearts. And of course, most importantly, our Lord has come to us in his birth because he had come to redeem us, to die on the cross for our salvation. So let us come to the stable first and foremost with gratitude. Second, let us come with all of our prayers and sacrifices. During this Advent season, we have been making sacrifices, praying extra prayers, denying ourselves, doing things to detach our hearts from the love of the things of this world. So now come to the manger, bring all of those prayers and sacrifices with you, and lay those before the feet of our Divine Lord. Our Lord will accept those. But there is even a greater gift that our Lord wants from each and every one of us. There's a greater gift beyond our gratitude, beyond our prayers and sacrifices. There's a greater gift that our Lord wants from us, and that is your love. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ wants you to love him with all of your heart. Our Lord wants you to understand that you are the apple of his eye. You are the focus of all his attention, that he wants you to save your soul. So let us do our very best to tell our Divine Lord that we love him with all of our heart, but most importantly, that we want to love him more. Let us ask for that grace. Dear Jesus, please teach me how to love you more. And our Lord will be faithful in granting you that grace. Very important that we bring that gift of love to our Lord as he lays in the manger. But my dear friends in Christ, not only should we be bringing gifts to our Lord, but there's also another thing we have to consider. And that is, our Lord has gifts for you as well. This is the birthday of our Lord, the day he was born. So, of course, we're going to bring gifts to him. But very special, he has gifts for each and every one of you. And first and foremost, the gift that our Lord has for you is peace of soul. Our Lord wants you to have peace of soul. And peace of soul is only going to come from detachment from the things of this world. Peace of soul is only going to come from detachment from sin. The harder we work at detaching our heart from sin, the more effort we put forth in doing our very best to put away those occasions of sin, the more God's going to reward you with a peace of soul. In your heart, peace will reign when Christ reigns. If in our hearts we find sin or love of worldly things, we're going to lack peace. We're going to find that in our daily life, we're oftentimes agitated, we're upset, we become frustrated, things don't go the way we want them to go. But if we are doing our very best to serve Almighty God, doing our very best to practice virtue, doing our best to put off sin, God will reward you with that peace, especially today on the occasion of his birth. Consider what the angels said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill." Peace to men of goodwill. That peace is for each and every one of you, but we have to be of goodwill. That is, we're doing our best to serve Almighty God with all of our heart and put away sin. But I also want to read you the words of our Lord that he said later on in his life. Our Lord told us, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid." Peace. When we think of peace, we shouldn't think of it in a worldly sense, because we're going to have to suffer very much. And sufferings are not a bad thing. When we have to suffer things like maybe tiredness or some other type of difficulty, whatever it might be in our own life, let us recognize that God sends it to us out of his love. That God, in his great love for us, sends us the cross that we may become saints. So as our Lord told us, he's not going to give us peace as we think of peace in the eyes of the world. The peace that our Lord gives us is that peace of soul, that quietness of our hearts. But there's a different gift, another gift, even a greater gift than peace, our Lord wants to give each and every one of us, and that is himself. Think about the fact that our Lord has given us himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity, and the Blessed Eucharist. All of the times we've been able to receive Holy Communion, we are receiving Almighty God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And especially on this occasion, the Feast of Christmas, our Lord wants to be received by you. So let us think about that, especially as we receive Holy Communion today during Mass. Let us tell Almighty God, thank you for all of the blessings and graces he showered upon us. But let us also tell our Lord that we love him and that we give him all of our love. But ask him for that grace, that gift of an increase in love. Jesus loves us so much that after he ascended into heaven, he didn't abandon us as orphans. He didn't leave us here in this world all by ourselves. But he gave us his true presence, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Not only did our Lord give us his presence, but he gave us himself as our food. He has given us himself as our food. And that is something that we should be so grateful for. And that should move us to love our Lord more. My dear friends in Christ, as the angel said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill." Let us be men of goodwill, and God will grant us peace. On this great feast of the birth of our Lord, the feast of Christmas, let us go to this table. Let us go in spirit to the first Christmas. When the first Christmas we see our Lord lying in the manger, we look around us, and who do we see? Our Blessed Mother, St. Joseph, the few shepherds. There's no one else there. And let us make up for all of those who were not there. Let us make up for all of the neglect and the forgetfulness that our Lord experienced on that first night. And let us make up for it with great love. Our Lord tells us, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid." My dear friends in Christ, I'd like to wish you all a very merry and blessed Christmas. Grace-filled. We have many days to celebrate Christmas here. Christmas is not just one day. So let us remember that the Christmas season goes into February. Christmas season consists of Christmastide, which is from now until January 13th. But then also the Christmastide is from the time after Epiphany, which is January 14th, to into February. So if there are any things that we are working on in our spiritual life, let us ask for our Lord's help today on the Feast of Christmas, but let us make it a point to celebrate with our Lord during this time of Christmas. Let us have joy in our hearts, and especially as you do things with each other as a family, in your homes, whatever it might be, remember that the joy and happiness, the true joy and happiness, comes from our Lord being with us, comes from the birth of our Lord. As the angel said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill." In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Lord.